Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio Luxembourg, you with Mix, and there must be an angel playing with her heart. Annie Lennox, of course, solo lady these days. And the next track to be released off the album Diva is Little Bird. And, well, wacky as usual, she likes to be with her videos for such songs. There's a bit of a sort of odd one on this one, though. Apparently, it turns out it's going to be actually quite hard to see where Annie Lennox is in the video, because it's got lots of impersonators in it. There are 8 lookalikes of Annie Lennox, and the interesting part is that one of them is a man. Yes, androgyny rules okay, I suppose. Number 10 in the original Top 20 on Luxembourg last night for Rod Stewart and Tom Traubert's Blues. Radio Luxembourg playing lots of festive nonsense. I didn't mention to you that I did go to the movies last night and I saw Home Alone 2. It's nice and festive, of course, kind of gets in the mood. There's lots of jolly Christmas music in the background. But the unfortunate part, I think, is the slapstick. That's the worst bit. Joe Pesci, sorry, but I liked all the sentimental stuff, but I always do. Radio Luxembourg playing The Frames, and Before You Go, and before that we heard Sleigh Ride. Wendy Lloyd on the stage of the star. Next hour of the show, tongue sandwich time.
Radio Luxembourg, the station for the 21st century, today.
The news update, this is Peter Simmons. The sister of the missing estate agent Susie Lamplew has fought off a man who tried to kidnap her. Network news, it's 2 minutes past the hour.
Station for the 21st century, digital satellite stereo, Radio Luxembourg.
Wendy Lloyd, Wendy on the Station of the Stars. Station of the Stars.
Radio Luxembourg, the Station of the Stars. Wendy Lloyd till 9:30. And in this hour, tongue sandwich tonight, Harvey Wilson, who's in Somerset, chose tonight too. Something very romantic and lovely now, though, from Stevie Nicks.
Radio Luxembourg.
Beautiful. Stevie Nicks on Luxembourg and Silent Night, taken from the very special Christmas album, volume number 1. Up news about Bill and this bunch.
Dangerous.
Radio Luxembourg, Asia and Heat of the Moment. Kaita Apri, I'm playing this for a chap called Glyn Hart, who was so demoralised because his girlfriend left him and he lost his job. He thought he'd cheer himself up by having his face tattooed like you do. He's a former forklift truck driver, but he lost his job. Anyway, had his face tattooed, and he was so pleased with the results, he decided to go one step further, and in the new year, he's going to shave his mop of fair hair and add another design on his bald head. Well, I guess we can assume from these new aesthetic desires of his that he doesn't want his girlfriend back.
Hey, me, Mark Fez here, with you on Friday night at 9 o'clock with a very fabulous show here on Radio Luxembourg on your satellite. That's great. Or if you've got a cable, even one of those. It's a smashing thing. I'm nice and loud, so there we are. 9 till 11 Friday night. Bye-bye.
Two from Deacon Blue on the Station of the Stars. Current song from them is Your Town. Up to number 9, the original Top 20 last night. And before that, Closing Time. Well, here's something to get your head spinning. If you're thinking about going on an innocent date or a fun night out with somebody else, a South Carolina lawyer is now saying, oi, you better sign on the dotted line before you go on a date. He says that dating contracts could put an end to confusion about what's expected on a date and how far the first party of the second part is willing to go with the party of the second part before the party of the second part gets into a predicament she or he didn't intend to get into with the party of the first part. Oh, for goodness sake, that's just ridiculous. Spontaneity is dead. Long live contracts, I guess. Selecting some of the more rocky versions of festive tunes tonight, and why not? Radio Luxembourg with Brian Adams and Run Rudolph Run Even. Up next, up this news of him being more than a child than usual. number 3 on the chart for Michael Jackson, the current song from him, Heal the World. Michael Jackson almost got into a fight with one of his bodyguards outside a Broadway New York theater recently, because basically he stopped to sign an autograph for a fan, but the beefy minder told him to keep going. Michael said, no, it's okay, started writing his name, but the guard yanked the pen out of his hand and threw it onto the ground, then grabbed Michael by the waist, pulled him into the theater, and Michael was literally shaking. He was apparently livid at being treated like a naughty child. Well, why? He normally likes to behave like one. The Station of the Stars, Radio Luxembourg and Digital Satellite Stereo, Black Crowes, and the current song, Hotel Illness. Well, I like Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes, but I'm not sure about his hygiene habits. He's confessed he doesn't use deodorant or aftershave. I prefer to stink, he says. Obviously prefers not to have any friends either, poor love. Anyway, Harvey Wilson from Somerset, 2 for you on the tongue sandwich. Starting off with a classic man song from James Brown. Oh, I've given it away, really, haven't I? Oh, well. Here it is.
Aircheckdownloads.com.